It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us for another exciting edition of Pioneer Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX Central, Dave Fisher, your agent, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, the Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply, the Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop, Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. And now let's head to the action for Pierce Pioneer Sports on YouAreTheirSports.com.
And good evening and welcome everyone to Aiken, home of the Gobblers, for the season opener of the volleyball season for the Pierce Pioneers. And let the Lisa Klein era begin for volleyball in Pierce as the 2006 Pierce Healy High graduate takes over the reins as the new head coach of this year's Pierce Pioneer team. Hello everyone, Rick Grammond with you here. We're about 9 minutes away from having lineups and anthems and all the preliminaries taken care of, and then we'll get ready for volleyball tonight, the opener for the Pioneers. And it is a sweatbox here in Aiken, no doubt about that, as the folks that are filing into the gym, and there's a lot of people here, including a lot of the Pioneer football players, have come up here, and Pierce parents and fans alike have made the trek up here to Aiken to see what the 2015 Pioneer volleyball team is all about. We'll get a good look at them right off the bat as they take on a pretty good Aiken Gobbler team who has already played a match. And as a matter of fact, they swept their opener 3-0 here against Eveleth Gilbert last Thursday in three. JV loses a tough three-set match tonight, winning the opener 25-23, then losing 25-20 and 15-11 to drop two out of three in their opener. So varsities are out. We're going to visit with the new head coach, Lisa Klein. You might remember her as Lisa Kurtz. But now Lisa Klein, the head coach of the Pioneers, she's going to join us next. It's Pierce and Aiken in high school volleyball.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Pierce Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Do you find yourself stranded with a less reliable connection? If your new network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get 12 gigs for $80 a month and $20 a month per smartphone line, plus taxes and fees. Hurry into Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and sign up today. Verizon, come home to a better network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to VZW agreements, calling planning.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Good evening, Pierce fans. This is David Rushlow, Pierce Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2015-16 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Pierce High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out all the action. Reminder, Saturday, September 19th, the Pierce football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers!
and she's the first-year head coach of the Pierce Pioneer volleyball team. And, Coach, welcome back to the Pierce program here. It's got to be awful exciting for you. First-year head coach at the head of the program here. Talk about the thought that went into applying for this job and your feelings when you got it.
I guess I've just really been passionate about volleyball and like to give back and kind of teach the girls a little bit about not only volleyball, but some lifelong skills as far as they can get from playing athletics.
So you were, I think, about an 06 graduate, appears. Talk about your post-high school career then and your volleyball journey since then that brought you to this point.
Yes, I was an 06 graduate from Pierce, and then we went on and played at Central Lakes College for 2 years, where had a blast. I was on a national championship team my second year, had a lot of great success, and went on and played a little bit of ball at both Moorhead and St. Cloud State during the spring seasons, and still play a lot of volleyball today, either co-ed or women's.
As you took over this Pierce Pioneer volleyball program, what were some of the first lessons that you wanted to instill as you've had the girls in the gym working out now for the 2 weeks leading up to tonight?
The main thing is passion about the game and effort. We want to see effort after every ball, not giving up at any point during a match. We're going to play until the end, the last point. A big thing that we're really trying to work on is communication with this group and getting to be more of a team, like a family atmosphere.
One down aspect is coming in during the summer season now. One of your top players returning, unable to perform due to a knee injury, Becca Ottman.
Yep, losing Becca was definitely hard for us. We seen her as a very good vocal leader on the court, so to lose that one big vocal leader and just a great all-around player is hard for us, but it's great to have her along with the journey.
No one person does it alone. Talk about the coaching staff that you've assembled here to take part in this 2015-16 season.
Yeah, our coaching staff, I have a varsity assistant, Janae Swanson, who is also a Pierce graduate. And then we have at JV, we have Steph Andries. And then at CSCOD, we have another Pierce former graduate, Brooke Brousen.
So a lot of girls and coaches that are familiar with the Pierce program. How much did you know about the personnel coming back from last year's team when you got them in the gym a couple of weeks ago? How much were you familiar with their abilities?
I had a little familiarization with them. I guess I coached a JO group that had some of these girls on them this summer, so that was kind of nice to get a feel for them. Other than that, really, we did not know a lot of the girls coming in. Besides, if they were working during the off season, we've seen them at our skills trainings or at our workouts. Other than that, we were all new faces for us and all new faces for the players.
Are Pierce fans going to notice a change in systems and styles that you're going to implement here for this year's team?
I wouldn't say systems or styles. More so, we hope to see a difference in just effort. Defensive-wise, we're going to try and be one of the strongest defensive teams. Not going to give up on any point. Every point is worth it.
Overall, then, your assessment of the talent coming in, what was your most pleasant surprise to find out about these girls?
I guess the biggest surprise we found is just not having a lot of communicators on the court. We're a very, very quiet team, which led to a lot of errors being dropped and just not working as much together as and flowing together without a communicator on the court.
Have you set goals for this team? I know you mentioned you don't have captains, but what have you told this team? How high do you think this team can go? What are your goals for achievement?
Our goals is to hopefully have a successful season, make it far into the conference and into the postseason. I know the girls have their goals set pretty high for this year. They had a goal-setting thing with Mr. Rushlow, the athletic director, as far as just working hard and see where it'll take us.
Finally, Lisa, how nervous are you for your first varsity match as a head coach?
Pretty nervous.
Good luck. You're going to do a great job.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa Klein, she's the first-year head coach, ready to get underway with her first ever varsity match here. They're in Aiken tonight, Pierce Pioneer Volleyball on You Are There Sports.
Do you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217. Welcome back to Aiken High School for the season opening volleyball match for the Pioneers. As we are just about set to go, the teams are huddled around coaches and starting lineups. National anthem right around the corner. Pierce and Aiken tonight. Aiken won this early season matchup last year down in Pierce in three games. And the reports I get from JV coach for Aiken, Katie Kimmon, is that Aiken features a pretty strong squad. So we're going to have a good test for the Pioneers here tonight. All right, it is time for the anthem here in Aiken. So we'll take a break. And when we come back, we will meet the Gobblers and the Pioneers for volleyball on You Are There Sports.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems. The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
It's the GE Labor Day Savings event going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in now and check out the great deals that we have on all of our GE appliances. You can save hundreds of dollars on select appliances. Plus, we offer delivery and we service all makes. If you're in the market for new appliances, be sure to stop into Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Labor Day sales event going on now through September 9th.
We are back in Aiken tonight for high school volleyball as the Pioneers open up here on the road in the head coaching debut of Lisa Klein. As let's meet the lineups tonight for these two teams. First of all, for Aiken, both teams wearing black. A lot of black and red in the gym here tonight, both school colors. Heavily featuring black and red, and both black jerseys, black shorts, red numerals. And the only difference, really, the white piping down the shoulder sleeves of the Gobbler uniforms. Piers Liberos in red jerseys, Aikens is in white. All right, so here we go for head coach Steve Michlitz. This is his starting lineup. Outside hitter Allie Bright is a 5'9 junior. Taylor Enstrom is their center. She is a 5'6 junior. Maggie Fellerman is a sophomore. Right side hitter, 5'11. Brooke Miller, 5'10 middle hitter. She is a senior. Rebecca Jensen providing a lot of the size, not all of it, but most of it, 6'2 senior. In the middle, and also up front, will be Ellie Michlitz, the daughter of the head coach. She's a 6-foot junior. And according to Coach Kimmon, that Ellie is probably their best player. So we'll see how they defend and attack against that Gobbler lineup. Their libero is a 5'3 junior, Samantha Stiernagel. For the Pioneers, this is their lineup. Outside hitter, 5'5 sophomore, Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Middle hitter, 5'8 junior, number 4, Cassie Schmea. Outside hitter is a 5'5 junior, number 5, Hannah Call. Two setters, 5'8 sophomore, number 12, Kylie Porter. And 5'8 junior, number 13, Brianna Hopkins. And also in the middle, 5'9 junior, number 18, Casey Broshofsky. The libero is Claire Reardon, a 5'5 junior. She'll wear number 10. Pioneers will start in the court to our left. Claire checks in. First service will go to the Gobblers, and we are about ready to begin the season for Piers Volleyball on You Are There Sports. And stepping back to the service line to begin things will be Taylor Enstrom. I'm going to guess Taylor is related, if not a sister, of Nathan Enstrom. As I look at the banners up here, Nathan is a 1,000-point basketball scorer for Aiken, and he's also a member of the Cuyuna Range Miners amateur baseball team. The officials checking and make sure all the lineups are set. Rolls the ball back to Taylor Enstrom, and here we go with volleyball tonight. And we're underway in the Lisa Klein era for Piers up front. Pass right away to Cassie Schmea, and she sends it just wide. Cross-court attempt, and it's 1-0 Gobblers. Back row of Stuckmeyer, Call, and Reardon up front. Far side hit attempted there, and we have a whistle. Well, you got to say more than black. You got to say which black. The umpire up in the tower says black violation, and it's against Aiken. So one of the Gobblers into the net, and I believe I heard the indication that it was Maggie Fellerman, number 7. There's an ace serve. Brianna Hopkins gives Piers the lead. She dropped it right in the middle of the court, and it's 2-1. Brianna again to the middle back. Up front, this is Enstrom into the net. Couldn't pass it. Looked like she wanted to get it over to middle hitter Brooke Miller. and it's a 3-1 start for Piers in their opener. Again, Brianna to the middle back. Up front now, this is Enstrom setting near side, dumped across. Hopkins can't handle it. It skips towards the back wall, and it's 3-2 and a side out for Aiken. That hit delivered by Maggie Fellerman, 5'11 sophomore. And now back is Allie Bright to serve. She'll stand right in the middle of the free throw lane. To call, passes up front. Hopkins wants far side and dug out there on the hit attempt by Kylie Porter. And then up front, big hit delivered by Ellie Michlitz. Her first. And that ties the match 3-3. We're in game one, just underway at Aiken tonight, home of the Gobblers. They, like Piers, will start school the day after Labor Day. Passed across the net. It'll give Aiken a chance to set up. Off the block up front. Another attack blocked by Schmea and down. Cassie Schmea with the ace block up front. Piers regains the lead and has side out at 4-3. Stuckmeyer to serve. Kelsey back to the libero. That is Sternagle. Bumped across, blocked up front, blocked again, but off the block this time as the middle hitter there for the Gobblers, Maggie Fellerman, able to just get it off the front row of Piers. So it's 4-4 underway now, and here's Brooke Miller to serve. She's a senior, sends it to the far side corner where Call passes to the net. Block up front off a hit attempt off of the Kylie Porter kill, and then out of bounds. So the Gobblers defend the attack from the near side, and it's 5-4 Aiken. Another serve for Brooke Miller. We've got those big barn fans up and running here in the corners of the gym. You might be able to hear that in the back, the steady hum. That's what that is. They got two big red barn fans going, trying to cool it down. Good luck with that. Here's Call sending it long from the far side. And Aiken now up 2-6-4 in game one. Little service run going here for Brooke Miller. Miller, good serve, and Stuckmeyer able to pass it up front. Tipped by Schmea, dug out by a sliding Michlitz. Near side now, this is Porter, tipped across. Aiken wants far side, and that is down by Maggie Fellerman. 7-4 Gobblers by 3 now. Miller again to serve. Gets the whistle and sends it across. Reardon can't handle that. Played it off to the side, and her pass deflected up off the suspended basketball backboard for an ace, and it's 8-4. Pioneers need a stop here. Largest lead for the Gobblers at 8-4. Kind of bounced back and forth. First 5 or 6 points, but now Aiken has, oh, that one was going to go long, and Claire played it. Now Call, free ball across the net. To the middle, this is Enstrom lining it up. Reardon plays that towards the student section on the far side for Aiken. Now Porter free balls to the Aiken back line. Up ahead is Enstrom winding up. Blocked up front, Schmea tries to block again. Reardon with a dig in the back row. Now Hopkins sends it across off a tip and good. There's the stop the Pioneers were looking for. And it's 8-5 on the rally scoring. Brashovsky checks into the front row, replacing Claire Reardon. Casey Brashovsky up at the net now, as here's Cassie Schmea's serve. Cassie, and that one went right through the hands of Bright, and a teammate bailed her out. Now it's Schmea for Hopkins in the middle. Nope, they went far side and long. That was a Hannah Call chance, and just a little too much. And it goes to 9-5 in favor of Aiken, and now they'll make a substitution. Taylor Crotty will come in. 5'9 junior, and she'll replace Maggie Fellerman. Crotty to serve. And that one off the back row. Claire Reardon with the save and a free ball from the back wall all the way over. Winding up off the block up front. That's Brashovsky getting a piece of it, but an ace tip to the back line by Michlitz. 10-5 Aiken in game number one. Service again for Crotty. She goes back row to Kelsey Stuckmeyer in the middle, tip by Brzozowski, tip back by Aiken, and then Brzozowski returns it over and in. Trading tips there up at the front row. Rebecca Jensen and Casey Brzozowski. 10-6 Aiken, another serve. This time, Pioneers send Kylie Porter, the 5'8 sophomore, and her serve is long. 11-6 Gobblers. Porter, Call, Brzozowski, Hopkins, Stuckmeyer, and Reardon on the court for Piers. Here's the serve, Michaelitz across. Back roll for Hopkins. Now near side set. Hannah over to Brzozowski, and that should be four hits. It is. Pass sailed a little bit, and nothing the Pioneers could do. And it's a 12-6 lead now for the Gobblers. Michaelitz again goes to Hopkins in the far back. Up front, Porter back for Brianna Hopkins. She got it over now as Aiken sets up a middle hit attempt. Jensen has her pass tipped. Now Porter, middle for Brzozowski with a tip. Good dig in the back row by Micklick. Near side off a Pioneer tip, and that's down by Allie Bright. Bright, one of the smaller girls on the Aiken Gobbler lineup right now, but boy, she delivered a kill there off a tip at the net, and it's a 13-6 Aiken lead. Ellie Michaelitz again. Change up. Just got it over where Brzozowski was ready. Now Casey off a pass got it over. Jensen rips it down the line, and that's a winner. That ball hung on the net and kind of a free swing there for Rebecca Jensen, the 6'2 senior. She nailed it. 14-6. You played a 25, must win by two if you're... And we got our first timeout. Coach Klein will take a timeout. 1 minute timeout here. Gobblers 14, Pioneers 6. We are underway. Game one of the season. Here from Aiken High School.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, we are back to live action following the Piers timeout, and the Pioneers get a kill coming out of the break. It's 14-7. And a service for Hannah Call. She sets up in the far corner, zips it to the back line. That's going to be a winner off of Brooke Miller in the back line. 14-8. Game one about midway through. And that service from Hannah sails long, and the Pioneers give it back, 15-8. Service now, checking in libero Samantha Sternagel. She'll fire it over to fellow libero Claire Reardon. Up front, Kelsey Stuckmeyer passes it across. Now Aiken in the middle, tipped across by Miller. Pioneer set up backline hit attempt from Hannah, dug out in the back row by Michaelitz. Winding up is Bright. That's defended by the Pioneers. Now Hopkins wants Stuckmeyer on a pass across. Sternagel to the front. Again, it's Bright, and she got an opening that time. Near side, Allie Bright. Probably the best rally we've had so far, and it goes Aiken's way at 16-8. Another serve for Samantha Sternagel, 5'3 junior. To the back line for Hannah Call. To Porter, far side. That was Stuckmeyer. Now the Gobblers pass it into the net. 16-9. Claire Reardon to the middle back. Michaelitz is there. Now they're going to have to free ball it over. That is Taylor Crotty getting the cross. It'll give the Pioneers a chance. Blocked up front. Now they get it over with Michaelitz to the front for Enstrom. Blocked up front. Stuckmeyer and Schmeo were there. Passed across Reardon. That pass floats and a wind up and a freebie for Aiken. Claire's pass floated to the net. And I believe it was Brooke Miller that nailed it. 17-9, and now back into the lineup is Maggie Fellerman. And she'll replace Taylor Crotty. Here's the serve, 17-9. Call takes it up front, tipped across. They're gonna call Aiken on that one. No, they didn't. They got Porter into the net. Kylie Porter called in the net, so it's 18-9. Another serve for the Gobblers. They've stretched their lead now to 9 in game one. Porter in the middle, Schmeo winds up off a block. Good save by the libero. Sternagel passes it across now. Reardon up front. Porter back sets for Hopkins. Blocked up front by Miller. Tipped up again. Another chance, Brianna. She tips this time. Aiken able to cover in the back row. Now passed across by Brooke Miller. And Call passes it across. Now a scramble for Aiken as Sternagel hits it into the net. And Coach Michaelitz wondering how that was a legal pass across on the Pioneer end. 18-10, side out, Hopkins to serve, Brianna. Back row, Michaelitz to the front for Enstrom. Winding up, blocked up front, maybe into the net. Back for Michaelitz, her back row attack. Dug out by Hannah Call, just got it over the net. We have a whistle and the Pioneers were under the net. I believe Porter slid too far underneath. And now Piers will make a substitution. They will bring in Leah Furman. Furman for Porter in the lineup. 19-10, Aiken with the lead in game number one. As Furman steps on the court for the first time. And the service. Right to Leah, tipped across. Now the Pioneers get a tip up front by Schmea for the winner, 19-11. Service by Kelsey Stuckmeyer goes long. 20-11 in favor of the Gobblers in game number one. And they have already played a match defeating Eveleth Gilbert last Thursday here in three. Opener for Piers. Here's the windup off a free ball, and that's nailed by Rebecca Jensen. A lot of those early for the Pioneers. Those passes have come to the net. And they have given Aiken some chances, and they've, for the most part, capitalized. 21-11 now, double-digit lead. Service from Miller, Brooke Miller. Back row, Kelsey Stuckmeyer. And again, there it is. Back row pass to the net, hammered by Michaelitz. 22-11. Another serve from Miller. Gobblers closing in on the game one win now. Played at 25, you have to win by two. There's a long serve, it'll give the side out. And a point, 22-12, Aiken. Here's Brzozowski back in for Reardon. Cassie Schmea is up in the rotation now. She steps behind the service line, makes her run up, sends it across, good serve, but played well in the back row. Michaelitz winds up off a tip by Brzozowski. Now they get it to Hopkins. Here's Furman on the attack, and her hit is down off the block. Leah Furman will get the kill. 22-13. Another serve for Cassie Schmea. Good low serve, not able to be handled. That's a winner, 22-14. That was off of Brooke Miller in the back row. Pioneers have their home opener on Thursday night. The Dassel Cokato Chargers come to town. We'll have that for you. Middle back pass up front. Here comes Michalik passing it across. She took a little off. It's punched across by Bershovsky. Now an attack by Aiken is good. That is Maggie Fellerman. Got a good pass up front from Taylor Enstrom to set her up nicely. Now Fellerman will leave and Crotty will come back in and she'll step back to serve. 23-14 Aiken. Crotty zips it across. Goes towards Shmaya, Cassie to Hopkins. This will be Hannah Call on the pass over. Up front, Enstrom sets up Michalitz and she hammers it home and it's game point. Right in the middle. 24-14, game point in game one. Taylor Crotty, 5'9 junior. Serving for the game, middle, passed up to the net. Hopkins, free ball over, and that's a fitting way to end that one. A pass just to the net. And the finish by the Aiken middle hitter. It's a 25-14 Aiken win in game one. Teams will switch sides of the court and benches. Piers will have the serve in game two to begin. They'll be serving right to left when we come back to Aiken High School. High school volleyball tonight on You Are There Sports. It's Aiken 1, Piers nothing.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
When you think landscaping or lawn service, think Scotty's Log and Landscape. When the focus is on landscaping, Scott and his team perform anything from mulching, planting various shrubs and trees, installing paver sidewalks, building rock and retaining walls, and much more. Scott has a vision for each and every project he pursues, and it gives him the ability to take the customer's ideas along with his own and bring them to life. Scott and his team provide a number of different lawn services, including routine lawn mowing, trimming, shrub and flower cleanup, cleaning of all sidewalks, and commercial and residential lawn spraying. When you choose Scotty's Log and Landscape, you can come to expect the quality service that you deserve. Their goal as a company is to perform and accomplish each job that far exceeds the customer's expectations. Contact Scotty's Log and Landscape today at 320-260-2042 or see their website at scottysloganlandscape.com or like them on Facebook. That's Scotty's Log and Landscape.
Who do I perform for? I perform for all the awesome composers whose music deserves to be heard.
I perform for all the stagehands who make sure I never miss a cue.
I perform for our high school choir director who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
I perform for Mrs. Evans, my high school debate coach, who has helped me become more confident than I ever dreamed possible.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the high school in your community.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Fall kicks off a new sports season for the Piers Pioneers. Fall is also a great season for selling your home. Let's get started today. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
So game one goes to Aiken, 25-14, as the 2015 volleyball season is underway. Pioneers now will have the serve to begin in game number two. They take the court. It looks like Brianna Hopkins will be first up in rotation. Right now, she's joined out there by Leah Furman, Kylie Porter, Cassie Schmea, Casey Brashovsky, and Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Claire Reardon will be checking in shortly as the libero, as the officials check the lineups, and we'll be set to go in game two on a warm first night in September. Right now they're paying attention to the Aiken rotation. Girls having a little fun visiting with each other, making the job for the referee a little difficult. Says, girls, get to your spots here so I can line this thing up on my card. Now he checks the Pierce side of the court. And Claire will be ushered in. And we're ready to go. So Brianna Hopkins will serve to start game two here in Aiken tonight. Pierce losing 25-14 in their opener. Twins off to a good start. They lead Chicago 4-0 at Target Field tonight. They're in the middle of the third there. And Brianna Hopkins waits the whistle. And she sends it across. In game two, we have a carry called, and that'll be a winner for Hopkins to make it 1-0. Hopkins across, dug out by a tumbling middle hitter, Michalik, tipped across at the net by Porter. Now it's Hopkins for Furman, back row, Michalik there. Here's Michalik from the back row. Reardon with a good dig pass across. Another hit, this one's long, and Pierce up 2-0. Pioneers shoring up the defense as Allie Bright sent it long. And Bright zips it in, and it's into the net. Pass into the net, and it's a quick 3-0 start for the girls. Pass to the middle. Now they get it over with the Pioneer setting up. Porter, middle for Schmea. Did that get tipped or was it in? That's the call. It looks like it's in, 4-0, Pierce. Good service to the middle back, Michalik. Now it's Bright. She goes cross court and that's wide. A 5-0 start. Five to nothing lead here for Pierce in game two. In the middle, here's Miller. She rips it. That's a winner. Brooke Miller winding up and getting Aiken on the board to make it a 5-1 and a side-out serve coming for Taylor Enstrom. And the service to the middle back played by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Here's Porter going near side, and that is a winner. Nope, they say it went outside the pole. Just out of bounds, out of play. Those suspended barber poles up above the net. And like a foul ball pole in baseball. Now the serve received, passed across. Now Aiken now, back row set, Michalik. Passed across to Hopkins in the Pioneer line. Here comes Furman, near side attack, long. Point for the Gobblers at 5-3. Five-three serve for Aiken. They're down two here. Nice pass up front, sets up Cassie. Schmea tipped in the front row, played by the libero, Sternagel. Pioneers block up front with Porter and Schmea. Again, across. There's Porter with a dig in the front. Kylie gets it across to Michalik. Now they set up Bright. Hurt pass blocked up front by Schmea. Furman goes back line for Sternagle. Pass to the front. Aiken for Miller. Tip, and that's an ace. Oh, she threw the changeup at the Pioneers and got it across. 5-4. Lead. And there's an ace winner. And that ties it up at 5. That one hammered down by Taylor Enstrom. And now she'll serve again. Zipped it. That is long, and it couldn't have been by much. But the line judge right there and raised the flag, indicating it was out. Piers will get the side out and the point, and they're back up 6-5. Here's Hannah Call to serve. Hannah into the net. Service error, and it's 6-6. Side out serve. Now this will be Aiken's Allie Bright. First game kind of played out this way, back and forth early. That serve goes wide. Looks like she hit it off the side of her hand. And it goes into the Piers bench, and Piers back in front 7-6. It was about 5 or 6, 6-5 in game one, and then a long service run put Aiken up by double figures, and now the Pioneers return the favor as Cassie Schmea's serve sails, and it's 7-7. And Aiken will send Brooke Miller back to serve. Miller to the middle. That's Hannah Call up front. Hopkins back to Hannah from the attack line. Blocked up front by Aiken. Now Porter with a tip across. Here's Aiken setting it up. Jensen back line for Bright. Call with a Pioneer dig in the back. Near side, this is Stuckmeyer. She got it over, but played by Aiken. Now Michaelitz winds up. Blocked up front by the Pioneers. That looked like it was Casey Brzozowski. And the Pioneers have an 8-7 lead. Here's Kylie Porter to serve. And that one is played into the net, and that'll be a winner for Porter, and the Pioneers are up by 2. 9-7 now. Kylie Porter, 5'8 sophomore. Played back roll by Michaelitz. In the middle, Jensen wind up, and that's hammer. Rebecca Jensen, 6'2 senior. Pioneers just don't really have a girl to match up with her size-wise. 9-8, that gets the service back to the Gobblers. And it also brings Taylor Crotty, their serving specialist, in for Fellerman. 9-8, Piers by 1. And the service is across. Hannah Call, floater to the net. Not hammered this time, but set up for Michaelitz, and there was nobody home. Pioneers left the middle of the defense wide open, almost as they're sitting around the campfire. And the ball dropped right into the flames. 9-9. Service again for Crotty now. They'll serve for the lead. Back row, Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Porter. Passed over, and Brzozowski sends it wide into the bench. 10-9, Aiken. Again, Crotty winds up. Didn't get all of that one, just got it over. Brianna Hopkins played it there. This will give Stuckmeyer a chance. She hit it into the net. Didn't get it flush, and it's a 2-point lead, 11-9. lead for Aiken with the serve. Crotty off of Schmea. Boy, her heels were right up against that back line and almost looked like she couldn't get out of the way. 12-9. Another serve. Crotty on a little bit of a run. That one is misfired into the net. 12-10. Piers pulls within 2 and they get the serve and... Off the bench for Coach Klein is Leah Furman for Hannah Call. At the line to serve is Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Knuckles it across. Played up front. They want Michalik. That is wide. It was not tipped. It's a point for Piers. Now the down official says it was tipped. The tower official and the side judge said no, it wasn't tipped, but the guy down on the floor says yes, it was, and it goes over to Aiken, overruling the other official. 13-10 Gobblers. Michalik running jump serve, played in the back row. Stuckmeyer now. Furman gets it over to the net. Enstrom up front, and it's nailed down by Brashovsky. Casey. Now she'll take a seat as Claire Reardon will enter and serve. 13-11. Game two. That one, Michalik passes to Enstrom. Jensen pushes it long. He tried to tip it over and just kept floating on her, and it went past the baseline and out. Pioneers now will serve for the tie. Down the sideline, Enstrom to the net. Bright comes running up, nails it, dug out by Stuckmeyer nicely. Porter will pass it across, back roll Michalik. Now it's Enstrom, again Bright, winds up, blocked up front but down. Schmea and Hopkins were there to defend, but Bright powered it through. 14-12 Gobblers into the lineup. Libero Samantha Sternagle. C-Squad lost in three tonight, all three, I should say. The JV lost 2-1. Here's the offensive attack by the Gobblers, and running over, and Brooke Miller sends it off a front row defender. I believe Schmea got a tip, and then it went off Cassie's fingers and out. Almost into the commons area here. 15-12, Aiken now by three. Sternagle again. This is Furman playing it up front. Porter, she returns it back, and Furman at an odd angle hit it into the net. She was right in front of the scorer's table. Didn't have a lot of room to do anything with that pass, and it's a 16-12 lead for the Gobblers. And Aiken took game one, 25-14. Service again for Sternagle. Sternagle goes over to Furman. Up front, Porter back to Furman. This time it's a good hit, but dug out by Michalik. Now it's tipped across by Enstrom. Porter in the middle. Schmea winds up and off the libero in the back. There's a good pass and finish. Porter to Schmea. 16-13, side out to Brianna Hopkins. And the big barn fans trying to keep it as cool. A lot of people waving their programs as fans, manual fans. Back row attack. Michalik pass to the front off Hopkins. Schmea on a tip, blocked up front and down. That's Brooke Miller with the ace block. 17-13, Aiken. Coach Michalik will put Maggie Fellerman back in for Crotty. 17-13 Aiken. They've got the serve and the lead in game two. They took game one as well. Up to the net. Hopkins off a back row feed. Kill attempt. Schmea block. Pass back by Aiken. Porter, and now Hopkins got it over. Enstrom back sets. Fellerman found the crease down the middle and nailed it. Maggie Fellerman on a nice back set from Enstrom from the near post. And it's an 18-13 lead for the Gobblers. This is Taylor Enstrom again. Played up nicely by the back row. That was Stuckmeyer. Now it's Michalik for Bright. And that time, oh, no, that was Fellerman. She mistimed her jump. Got it on the downward trajectory. And it's a side out for Piers at 18-14 now. Hannah Call will come in replacing Furman. And she goes back to serve. Down by four here. Just gets the feel of a little more competitive game right now. Good serve. The Gobblers are scrambling. They'll free ball it over. Call comes up, plays it from a knee. Now it's winding up and sending it wide is Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Well, it looked like the Pioneers were going to be able to take advantage of a free ball there. But Kelsey's pass, or I should say Stuckmeyer's pass, went just off the mark. Into the net on the serve from Bright, and that's a side out for Piers, and it's 19-15. Service now for Schmea. Here's Cassie. Finds the libero, Sternagel. Good pass, Enstrom, back row, Bright. Call able to answer, sends it across, but then Miller hits it into the net. And Piers is within three, 19-16. Schmea to serve. Good serve, tips off the net, and that is a winner. Sternagel, the back middle libero, did deflect it, but it's 19-17. Another serve for Cassie Schmea. Just over again, good pass to the net. Enstrom wants Michalik winding up and hammering it in. They appeal to the judge, he says it's in. Right down the sideline on the far side of the court from us. Extends the Aiken lead back to 3, 20-17. Service from Miller, Schmea, side pass up front. Hopkins to Call, is it long? It is. Call got a little too much on that, it's 21-17. Timeout for Coach Klein and the Pioneers. So, the Gobblers, who already have a game in their back pocket, have a 21-17 lead in game number two as Coach Klein uses her first timeout here in game number two. We'll be back to Aiken High School right after this.
Do you find yourself stranded with a less reliable connection? If your new network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get 12 gigs for $80 a month and $20 a month per smartphone line, plus taxes and fees. Hurry into Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and sign up today. Verizon, come home to a better network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit.
21-17. Aiken in front. Piers jumped out to a 5-0 lead here in game two, but it's kind of been reeled in by this pretty good Gobbler squad. Service for Aiken. Aiken is back in action at Isle. They'll hit the road on Thursday night, their first road trip. Here's the live action again. Call passes it back row, played by Miller. Miller to Enstrom in the middle for Jensen. Good dig in the back row by Hopkins. Pass across and down by the Pioneers. That's Kylie Porter getting the winner. 21-18. And it's Kylie's turn to serve. Sophomore will step back and wait the whistle. There it is. 21-18 serve. Played by Michalik for Enstrom. Back to Michalik. That is rifled off the shoulder of Schmea. And Cassie just says, well, I could not get out of the way of that. I saw a train coming down the tracks, but pretty defensive there. Defenseless, I should say. 22-18. Side out serve. This is Crotty back in. Taylor Crotty. Goes to Hannah Call, passes to the net for Porter. Here's Hopkins winding up and sending it long. Cross-court attempt, sailed on Brianna. Flexes that right wrist a little bit. 23-18, Aiken in game number two. Pioneers have two girls up close to the net, and Brzozowski and Hopkins, the other four back now to the line. Now Porter rotates up front. She accepts a pass from the back row. Hopkins misfires on a tip. Just slipped through right through her fingers and dropped at her feet, and it's suddenly game point for the Gobblers at 24-18 now. Crotty trying to make it a two-game-to-none lead. Over to Schmea. Porter in the middle. Hopkins will get a chance off the net and down. Brianna gets the side back, side out serve back to the Pioneers. So still in it, 24-19. Now Furman replaces Call again for Coach Lisa Klein. Service for the Pioneers, Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey to Miller. Free ball at the net. Hopkins says thank you very much, but dug out in the back row by Aiken. Now it's Stuckmeyer to the net in the middle for Porter. She wants Hopkins on a tip, blocked up front. We have a whistle, and Michalik's ruled in the net. Point for Piers, 24-20. A definitive height advantage for Aiken up front. Here's the 24-20 serve. Back row, Bright. Up front, Enstrom winding up and hitting it into the net. Michalik, 24-21. She came from the near side hitter spot. The right side hitter. Back row pass to the net. Taylor Enstrom, short set in the middle. Jensen off a block, passed across. Jensen again, that's the winner. That's the game. Two chances for 6-2. Rebecca Jensen in the second one ends game two, 25-21. So the Pioneers and Gobblers again will make the trek across the gym, switch benches. Game three will start. They put 3 minutes on the clock. Give the chance to the coaches to discuss strategy, substitution patterns. Give the girls a chance to get a drink, stay hydrated on a warm, sultry night here in Aiken tonight. September 1st. Underway with high school volleyball. Aiken, 2-0. Game three is coming up on You Are There Sports.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 233,000 here in Minnesota. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline. Skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer with lockers and showers available on-site. Call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2015-16 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out all the action. Reminder, Saturday, September 19th, the Pierce football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers!
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Well, the Pioneers find themselves trailing 2-0 in their season opener. Again, they are back at home on Thursday night for their home opener. They'll welcome in Dassel Kakato. Service will go to Aiken to start game three. As again, the officials checking rotations and likewise. Serving right to left will be the Gobblers. First up in the rotation is Taylor Enstrom. First game, 25-14. Aiken seized control at about the 10-point mark and led by double digits for most of that game. More competitive in game two, but still in favor of the Gobblers, 25-21. So here we go with game three underway. Serve to Stuckmeyer, now to Reardon up front. Here comes Hannah Call passing it over. Back up front, near side, Bright into the net. 1-0 Piers as Allie Bright short into the net. Brianna Hopkins now will serve. Brianna, middle back for Michalik, pass low and into the net. Oh, they recovered well, though. They played it nicely off the net. They got it over for Piers. Now punched across by Porter, and Porter sends it off of Stiernagel, the libero in the back row, and into the crowd. So game two started with a 5-0 lead for Piers, and early now it's 2-0. Across to Michalik. Up front, in the middle, and that is tipped, says the side judge. Tipped as the ball landed out, but it was ruled to have been tipped by Maggie Fellerman getting the winner there, and it's 2-1. Aiken heads to Isle Thursday. Piers home opener Thursday night with Dassel Cricado. Here's the first service now for Aiken, and it's sent across. That is Shelly Stephanie, who's into the lineup for the first time now. Pioneers played it across, back row. Hopkins passes to the net, dug out, punched over by Schmea to keep it alive. In the middle, Miller tips it to the back row. Reardon plays it nicely. Pass to the net for Call. Call took something off and got it in. Change up by Hannah Call, and that's a winner. 3-1 in game three. Hannah's turn to serve now. Call, back row libero, Stuernagel played it off to the side and she won't get it over. 4-1, that's a winner for Hannah Call. And here's looking to continue a string here. And that's just over the net. It hit the tape and crawled over, but Aiken recovers and then Michalik rips it long. Good 15 feet past the service line. And Aiken, what do we have? We got a stoppage here. Referee is saying it's too hot for me. I got to open a door. I literally think that's what he's saying. He says, open that door. Yeah, he's stopping it for heat, I believe. I've never seen that before, but... Well, he's a man of all... He himself pulled the big barn fan over and set it in front of the door. There better be a little something extra in the paycheck there. 5-1 is the score, but a stoppage. The down official says, it's too hot in here. Now he's angling the fan in the doorway. Helped out, I think, by a newspaper reporter here in Aiken. Tilting it back. Both teams are at their benches, huddled up. We're in game three, kind of an odd stoppage here. And the referees handed a cold bottle of water. And the teams break their huddles. So Aiken will be serving into the wind. Oh, yeah, cross breeze. There's a barn fan at each end. We could have a warm front develop at the net. Five-one is the score, and both teams now out on the court. Referees reassume their positions. Hannah Call handed the ball, and now we resume volleyball. Here's Hannah's serve. Good one. Sternagel sends it. Played nicely by Michael. Back to Sternagel, but she can't do anything with it. 6-1 lead for Piers. Service. Back row. Boy, Sternagel having all kinds of trouble back there. She's able to get it to a teammate who played it over. Now Hopkins with a tip. And what do we have? Into the net. One of the Pioneers, violation. Side out. 6-2 now. And here's the service for Miller. Call, plays it up front, Hopkins. She wants Cassie Schmea, punches it across. Enstrom is there. Up in the middle for Jensen off a tip. Schmea on another tip across. This now Fellerman in the middle. Jensen tries to tip again. There was Porter to answer. And then finally, Michalik. Just too many tall trees up front for the Gobblers. And it's 6-3. Service now for Brooke Miller again. Up front. Hopkins passes it across. Kelsey Stuckmar. Enstrom able to defend. Passed over to Claire Reardon. Back sets over for Porter off a block. Good pass up front by Fellerman. Keeps it alive. Miller punches it to the Pioneer back row. Now coming up and passing it over is Hannah Call. Miller for Enstrom up front in the middle. Jensen, what do we have? A whistle. We have the Pioneers in the net. I believe Kelsey Stuckmeyer called for the violation. She's number 3, indicated by the referee in the tower. 6-4 should be the score. There it is. Service again for Brooke Miller, a 5'10 senior. From the back row, Hannah Call. I believe that was either tip or in. It's in, says the back line judge. And it's 7-4 Piers. Now Casey Brzozowski returns for Reardon for a front row attack. Cassie Schmea to serve. Cassie winds it up and sends it wide left, I believe. Yes. Tower official looks down to the floor judge and says yes. He raised the flag wide. 7-5, Piers by 2, but they trail the match. 2-1 to the Gobblers. Checking in is Taylor Crotty. Crotty replaces Maggie Fellerman again. Her serve to the middle back for Hannah Call. For Hopkins in the middle. Now it's Stuckmeyer off a block and down. Kelsey Stuckmeyer just off the block, and it's 8-5. Pioneers side out serve, and Leah Furman will come back in, and she will replace Brianna Hopkins. We'll have every regular season volleyball match for you. The only ones we won't do are the weekend tournaments. Logistically, that's just not feasible. Here's a pass up front, tipped across by the Pioneers. Now Aikens, Enstrom returns the pass. Furman in the middle for Brzozowski on a tip. Enstrom was there, tipped across by Jensen for Aiken. Now Furman bumps it across. Played over by Crotty. In the middle, Michalik off a back row hit, and it's good. 8-6. One of the better rallies we've seen tonight, and it goes in Aikens' favor. Substitutes for both sides. Allie Bright comes in for Aiken. Kylie Porter returns for Piers. Oh, excuse me, Brianna Hopkins back in, I believe. Nope, Brianna's still out. It was Porter that came in. Hannah Call accepts the pass, passes to Porter. Far side, this is Furman going cross court. Played by Michalik. Now over for Miller and passed over by Crotty. Up front comes Porter. Across the net, and that will not get over as a slicing hit attempt there by Furman crawled across the top tape of the net and dropped on the Pioneer side. So 8-7, Michalik will serve for the tie now. Running jump serve, over for Call. Porter, short set, left-handed kill attempt by, oh, they're going to call Casey for a carry. They call Brzozowski carrying the ball with that left hand. She kind of had to adjust and alter her attack from right hand to left hand in mid-jump there. And it's 8-8. Serving for the lead is Michalik. Ellie Michalik, daughter of the coach. Porter in the middle, far side. Furman, long, 9-8 Aiken. And Coach Klein pops up off the bench, encouraging her troops out on the court. Aiken has a two-game-to-none lead. Here's the bump serve across, played by the Pioneers. Brzozowski, Porter, now Stuckmeyer passes it over. Near side, Enstrom for Bright. Pioneers set up Brzozowski in the middle. She got the line on the back. Casey with just enough top spin catches the line, and it's good for a winner, and it ties the game 9-9 and gives a serve to Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey, knuckleball, back over, Crotty, up front, Jensen. Now it's Enstrom. Got it over for Call, winds up, and got it. Hannah Call found an open corner. 10-9, Pioneers. Another serve for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Played by Crotty, but awkwardly, return pass, Miller got it over on a free ball. Pioneers will have a chance to the net. Brzozowski got it over off Brighton. That's a winner for Casey Brzozowski. Casey's the tallest girl on the Pioneer front line, so they're going to ask a lot from her up front to match up with the taller teams that they will face. Pierce by two, 11-9. Miller up front, Enstrom back sets. Jensen knocks it across and in. Pioneers defending against a big wind-up hit attack, and she threw him a changeup. 11-10 now, Piers by one, but trailing two games to none here in Aiken tonight. Sternagle, the libero, in to serve. Near side in the back row, Stuckmeyer up front, Porter, tipped across Brzozowski, Miller back for Enstrom, back for Miller, a pass to the back row, whistle, violation, and that's on Piers. One of the Pioneers ruled into the net. Ties the game at 11-11. Sternagle has a towel brought out onto the floor, and with the humidity here and girls diving for balls, there's a lot of moisture on the floor. Sternagle, the libero, now to serve. Sends it to Cassie Schmea, passes up for Porter. She wants Hannah Call, who has her best, maybe her best hit of the night. She wound up, got a perfect feed from Kylie Porter, and she finished 12-11 from the far side post. And it gets Claire Reardon back to the service line. Claire for Michalik. Up front, Enstrom now, Bright, blocked up front by Schmea. Back to Sternagle in the back row. Michalik winds up. That's going to go long and out of the gym. Ball Shaggers, please return all balls for a quarter. 13-11. Piers by two. Game three. Call our Reardon again. Back for Sternagle. Pass to the front. Now it's winding up, and that's a winner. That was a good sequence for Aiken. Sternagle in the middle back. Pass to Enstrom. And Enstrom did what she's supposed to do, give her middle hitter a perfect feed, and Miller knocked it home. 13-12. Side out, this will be Aiken's Taylor Enstrom back to serve. Enstrom gets the whistle and sends it across to Schmea. Up front, Kylie Porter sends it for Schmea, punches it over with a fist. Now Bright for Fellerman, and she hits it into the net from the far side. Piers by two, 14-12. Here comes Brianna Hopkins for Leah Furman on a substitution for Coach Lisa Klein. Sitting to her left, assistant coach Janae Swanson. Steph Andres coached the JV squad tonight. They lost 2-1. There's a winner for Aiken. I believe that was Allie Bright that got it to drop in front of a diving Porter. 14-13. Now into the Aiken lineup comes Shelly Stephanie. She's played a little bit here tonight. Not a whole lot. But she's serving now. Good serve to Reardon. Can the Pioneers do something? They've got it over for Porter. Got it across to Stephanie. to Enstrom. Now Michalik winds up. Dug by Reardon. Her pass sails into the crowd right in front of me here in the top row at Aiken High School. We are tied at 14 apiece. Stephanie to serve again. Here's the service by Aiken. Stuckmeyer plays it up front. Porter's killed, blocked up front by Fellerman on the far side. And Aiken has taken the lead now at 15 to 14. Another serve for Stephanie. Shelley Stephanie got it over. Reardon nose pass up front. Played nicely by Schmea off the net. Now Enstrom, Michalik on a tip. Dug out by Call. Over for Hopkins. Here's a cross court. Was it wide? It was, says the line judge. As Brianna Hopkins tried to go cross court and just missed close enough that the tower judge had to look down to the line judge. 16-14 Aiken. Back row, this is Hopkins up front for Porter. Porter played by Michalik. Now Enstrom, middle set, back for Michalik. Rocket off of Reardon, nothing Claire could do. Michalik, she leaps and winds up and she cracked it. 17-14 Aiken. Katie Kimmon was right, Michalik is very good. Here's the serve now from Stephanie again. Hit the net and got over. Now Schmea, free ball across. Enstrom for Fellerman. Back now, Michalik again. Off the tip and down. That's a winner for Michalik. I'd say she's heating up, but as warm as it is, I think everybody's pretty heated up right now. 18-14. Service across. Reardon comes diving up on a knee to keep it alive. Now Kylie Porter sends a nice cross-court shot. Dug out of the back row by Stephanie. Hopkins with a save. Her call, she got it over. Now Enstrom setting up a middle hit for Miller. Miller into the net. Well, Coach Klein talked on the pregame about the hustle she wants and the communication she's looking for, and that's been pretty evident here tonight. Very few times have there been balls come across the net where girls have been standing just looking at each other as Michalik zips another winner off a good feed from Enstrom, and it's a 19-15 Aiken lead. But usually communication is the first thing you look for when girls are standing and looking at each other when a ball drops between two or three of them, and that has been a rare occurrence here tonight in the opener. They're talking on the court, encouraging each other. Good to see they're right now on the short end. And barring a major rally, they will lose this match tonight, but you're going to learn an awful lot about your team, especially with a new head coach, new personnel. 19-15, service to Call. Pass up front, played over by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Miller in the back row for Aiken, wants Enstrom. Back set, Fellerman passes it over. Played by Hopkins to the net, and Schmea, then it ping-pongs off about Porter, Call. They all touch it, and that's many more hits than are allowed. 20-15. Back to serve again for the Gobblers, Brooke Miller. Only four seniors on the squad here for Aiken, but they all can. So far, we've seen all but two. That would be half, wouldn't it? Two out of four. Tipped across, and a violation called on Pierce's Stuckmeyer. The seniors are Casey Combs. She has not seen the floor tonight. Sarah Johnson, she's not seen the floor tonight. The other two are Rebecca Jensen and Brooke Miller. Michalitz is a junior, their top hitter. Here comes a hit up front, blocked by Jensen. They keep it alive with Stephanie. Back row now, Hannah Call plays a pass. Over for Stuckmeyer, that's off an Aiken tip. They set it up again. Jensen in the middle, the 6-2, blocked. Cassie Schmea challenges and wins. 21-16. Service now for Cassie Schmea. And Cassie sends it across for an ace. Right in front of Miller in the back row. A lot of top spin. 21-17. Pioneers within four. Now Schmea again. They need a run. Back row, Stephanie plays it to the side. Miller chasing, that's going to rattle around up in the rafters, and it'll go out. 21-18. Cassie Schmea at the line for her third serve here in this rotation. Pioneers trail by three, trail the match 2-0. Stephanie middle back, up front for Enstrom. Miller from the attack line. Just got it over the net. Pioneers played it to Porter. Now Call passes it across. Miller in the back row. Wants Enstrom up front. She wants near side. Michaelitz off of Call in the back for a winner. Ellie Michaelitz. I keep saying Michaelitz, but it's Michaelitz. My apologies. Crotty comes back in for Fellerman. 22-18. Aiken with the lead. And they send Taylor Crotty back to serve. Good serve, hard to handle, and it is played up and off the roof and back down, or ceiling and down. 23-18. And Coach Klein wants a timeout. Timeout on the court. Aiken closing in on the sweep tonight as the Pioneers are down to just a couple of points left to defend here against the Gobblers. We'll be back to Aiken High School on You Are Their Sports after this.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
As we're back to live action, a service error too long on the serve by Crotty coming out of the timeout. Makes it Aiken 23, Piers 19. Kylie Porter back to serve. Pioneers have to win this game to stay alive. Porter across to Miller. Up front, Enstrom. Enstrom wants Jensen, and it's long. 23-20. Pioneers 1 point closer. Pioneers have on the court Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Hannah Call, Leah Furman, Casey Brzozowski, Cassie Schmea, and serving is Kylie Porter. Porter to serve at 23-20. The sophomore, back row, that's Crotty. Back row attack, Miller. This is going to be an opportunity for Pierce. Furman in the middle, Brzozowski got it over for Crotty. Now Enstrom in the middle, Jensen knocks it over for Schmea. Again in the middle, this is a pass tipped over, and Jensen wins the battle that time with Casey Brzozowski, and it's match point. 24-20, Aiken will serve for the match with Ellie Michaelitz. So the Pioneers, as Bright will check back in for Stephanie in the Aiken lineup. ...24-20 match point. The running jump serve. Schmea to the net, tipped by Porter, but the Pioneers can't handle it, and that's the match. 25-20, a three-game sweep for the Gobblers tonight. They go to 2-0. Pioneers now 0-1. So the game scores 25-14, 25-21, 25-20. All in favor of the Aiken Gobblers tonight as the teams will gather, shake hands as is tradition and sportsmanlike, and then the coaches will have an opportunity to visit as the Pioneers will be back in action. They'll have their home opener. It'll be Thursday night against Dassel Kakato High School. We'll have that for you. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up here from Aiken after this. High school volleyball tonight and all season long on You Are Their Sports.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Back at Aiken, where the Gobblers defeat the Pioneers tonight in three. As Coach Klein, I just made eye contact. She's going to come up here and join me here, and we'll get her impressions on the season opener for the Pioneers as they lose tonight in three, 25-14, 25-21, and then in the third game, 25-20. And Coach Klein now has joined me here on the postgame match. And Coach, first of all, that's one under your belt here. Your thoughts and early impressions about your team's debut in 2015.
Yeah, overall, I was happy with the effort that they put out tonight. Obviously, Aiken has a great team. That outside number five, she's an all-star out there. She could put it nearly anywhere on the court that she wanted to. Overall, I thought we played pretty well. We have obviously a lot of things to work on, but first game's underway, and we got those first game jitters out.
You can only scrimmage so much with other teams, go to jamborees, inter-squad scrimmages, but until you get into real game situations, you don't really know how your team's going to react.
Exactly. It was great to see tonight. There was a lot of positives that came from it and a lot of things that we need to work on.
I mentioned late in the match, you talked in the pregame show about communication being a big stress point here for your coaches, coaching staff and the team. And right away, I said it was noticeable that there were maybe only one or two times where girls were caught looking at each other. That tells me that they were talking and communicating out there.
Yep, it's something we're going to continue to work on. There was few plays still that came about that we didn't communicate and leads to errors, and every point matters.
You know a lot more about volleyball than I do, but I thought maybe the biggest in-game improvement that I saw from game one to the end was game one, it seemed like almost every other serve receive, you were passing it right over the net and giving them a lot of free shots. I didn't see that so much later in the match.
Correct. I think our girls are trying to strive for perfect passes. We kind of talked about that. Let's aim for more of the 10-foot line. Let's not put it over the net so they're slamming it back in our face.
Now you get to open up at home on Thursday night about against Dassel Kakato. Do you know anything about them, or what will you tell your team to get ready for that home opener?
I do not know anything about them. We'll just continue to work on what
we've seen. They're traditionally a pretty good high school volleyball program down there, though. So All right, well, we'll see you Thursday night, Coach. You got one done? Let's get a W now. You got one match done. Let's get your first win Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks,
all right,
Rick.
That's Coach Lisa Klein as Aiken wins tonight on a steamy night here in Aiken. 3-0. Again, Pioneers have their home opener Thursday night. Dassel Kakato, the Chargers, come north. The Pioneers at 7:15 take on D.C. You'll hear it right here on You Are There Sports. Next up for now the 2-0 Aiken Gobblers. They'll hit the road for the first time. They go to Isle on Thursday night. I believe Isle is the Huskies, but... So the remainder of this week, we've got Thursday, volleyball with Dassel Kakato. Friday, let me tell you what, folks, Pioneer football team is very good, but they are going to see a very good Melrose Dutchman team in Pierce Friday night at 7 o'clock. That is going to be a heck of a test for this Pierce team. So come out and support the Pioneers. The Pioneers were here tonight. The football squad, a lot of them were here to cheer on the girls in the season opener. That's good to see. So that's Friday night, a 7 o'clock kickoff, Pierce and Melrose. And then on Saturday, we head back to the Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Nisswa is in action. They take on a very good Newmarket Muskies team in Watkins at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That's in Watkins. So within a span of 48 hours, we'll have volleyball, football, and baseball for you here on You Are There Sports. One final break. We'll come back, wrap it up from Aiken High School.
It's the GE Labor Day Savings event going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in now and check out the great deals that we have on all of our GE appliances. You can save hundreds of dollars on select appliances. Plus, we offer delivery and we service all makes. If you're in the market for new appliances, be sure to stop into Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Labor Day sales event going on now through September 9th.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
All right, we're back wrapping things up from Aiken High School tonight, where the Gobblers improved to 2-0 with a 25-14, 25-21, 25-23 game sweep over the Pioneers. Girls return for their home opener Thursday night. They'll welcome in Dassel Kakato High School while the Gobblers head to Isle. A reminder for our listeners, many of you may be first-time listeners, that all these games and broadcasts are archived. You can check out the You Are There Sports Facebook page. You'll have access to all those. And the address is on your internet, sfmsports.net, and we're channel 3 on the Listen Live tab. SF as in Frank, M as in Mike, sports.net. So throughout the year, every volleyball match, every football game throughout the fall is available. And, well, we look forward to Thursday night. More volleyball. Let's hope Mark Gruber's got the air conditioning tuned up at Healy High for Thursday night, 7:15 for the first serve for the Chargers and the Pioneers. Thanks for listening tonight, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Pierce Pioneer Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX Central with Dave Fisher, your agent. Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer in Little Falls. The Pierce School District, Bob's Lumber and Supply. The Pierce Fire Department, the Insurance Shop. Amp Fitness in Pierce, Scotty's Log and Landscape. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Marshick Insurance Agency. Also brought to you by Central Minnesota Pest Control, Horizon Health, Sayre Backhoe, Gertz Concrete, and Becker Screen Printing and Design. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.